DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I could tell you that there's a cooling trend on the way, but I don't see any in the next few days. The risk of an isolated storm has returned to the forecast. That's a start. They will fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperatures 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, still high temperatures in the upper 90s. There will be some spotty, random, hit-or-miss storms here and there, but they will be very, very sparse. Even Thursday, still hot. High temperature up to about 96. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 4 minutes after three. Thank you, adorable Rich, for the forecast. We had 2/3 of an inch. At my place in Arrowhead, and it was bone dry by the time I got to AUM, which is like 2 miles at the most. And Rich, who lives south of there, had none. So it is that kind of a day, hit and miss. In fact, there is one glob of rain kind of sitting over. It looks like it's between Boylston and Azalea Woods Estates, Jasmine Hill, that area. Some of it's in Elmore, some of it's over. And the stuff is moving north. Before it was stationary, it just kind of rained itself out. Who should I talk to first of all, the listeners that are here to welcome me back on the phone?
Well, you can talk to me. I know that's not much of a...
No. No, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Greg. You're looking happy.
It was a good trip. I sometimes amaze myself that I can manage that drive without killing myself in the process. But I got to figure it out. I don't look at it in the terms of its length. I look at it in segments.
Yeah, Brant asked me about it the first day you were gone. I'm like, yeah, he didn't text me, but he's fine. Like, I wasn't worried at all.
In fact, by the time you talked to him, I was already in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, wow.
For
okay.
A couple of hours, yeah. Easy.
Yeah, it's clockwork.
In fact, not only I've been there a couple, I was probably if 5-6-10 their time, I was on my way down to visit Goose for the first time with a seafood lasagna in hand.
Yummy.
Never show up empty handed. Anyway, at the moment, there's not a lot of activity out there, but we'll keep an eye on it for you this afternoon so we can scare the crap out of you if there's so much as a thunderstorm headed your way, because that's our job, to spread fear. 6 minutes after three, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, what a fantastic company and what an incredible mission they're on, restoring mobility to people who have lost their choices through a cruel twist of fate. They work with a lot of our wounded heroes who serve our country and then come back facing dramatically different lives, sometimes for a short period of time, sometimes longer, sometimes it's a permanent adjustment. Whatever the case, they go into the business of restoring choices when they are handed a situation like that. At Gulf States Mobility, James Garrett and Tommy Johnson always emphasize that the people they work with and for are people who want to do as much for themselves as they possibly can, so their entire effort is put into doing that, to giving people the chance to continue living in the home they love, to be able to become mobile via vehicle, and everything is a customized approach. There's no one-size-fits-all. It's a very individual process. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. 514-6590 is their number. Please look them up and like them on Facebook to show appreciation for your own mobility. That's Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever said to yourself,
I wish I could report meaningless and obvious news to millions of people who want to see me get hit with a falling tree?
Then you need to enroll in the Hurricane Reporters School. At the Hurricane Reporter School, you'll learn how to stand on a beach with a Category 5 storm approaching and say things like,
the wind is incredible out here!
And,
wow, the sand is stinging my face!
And,
the water is up to the third floor! Oh my God, we're all gonna die!
The Hurricane Reporter School employs teachers who've been there, so you get the best training.
I was in Hurricane Zach in 02, and I stood next to a wobbling stop sign in 120-mile-per-hour winds and got my face slapped by that stop sign a number of times. I still cannot add 2 and 2.
The Hurricane Reporter School. Classes that begin today can have you standing on the leeward side of a Holiday Inn begging for mercy from the gods next week.
The Hurricane Reporter School is not affiliated with the alcoholic beverage of the same name.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 event, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truckling host, thanking for filling in last week. Appreciate it. So I could visit Mademoiselle Goose and have a laugh or two.
And here they are.
Oh, Jeb.
Please clap.
And now we're officially ready to start this thing.
Yes. Yeah, I was using that open. I was saying, welcome to the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land, though it is not quite as big or as bad as it usually is, because Greg Budell's down in Florida visiting the goose, Janelle. But I'm here.
We got to figure out what to do with this big, bad broadcast, because
we do.
We have decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get involved in this mayoral race? I kind of think that's important. We did it one time. I mean, this show was kind of built on mayoral races in 2007, because I think it's going to be a real turning point for the city. It's either going to be deep politics. Did I see? Oh no, that was a different candidate running for. I got a mailer, and all I saw was Reed. They were soliciting donations to fight climate change.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid and ignorant are people in this country that they really believe that they're going to take on the forces of nature and win by taking away your car? Do you understand? Do you understand what they're telling you? Elizabeth Warren looks like for the moment anyway, most likely to be nominated, in spite of, you know, no Republican would ever make it to the presidency if they had faked their race on an application for an advantage. Oh, my God, the media would have been nuts. But you get a pass when you're a Democrat because we don't have a media. We have a propaganda machine that prints and says and twists exactly what they're told to do. You know, I keep saying it. I should get away from AOL because you open up the AOL account, and what's the first thing you see? Judge hands Trump another setback in asylum policy or something. Well, probably an Obama judge.
When you were out, we actually covered four climate catastrophic predictions that didn't come true. One you mentioned all the time, like global cooling.
Yeah, the Ice Age. Well, that was that was on the cover of Time magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Same a-holes that, you know...
Newsweek as well. Newsweek issued a retraction in 2006 from a 1975 article.
The supreme arrogance. First of all, anybody in their right mind, do you understand the lifestyle that you're going to be handed? Millions of people will be out of work the day Elizabeth Warren goes into office. Based on her promises, they're going to shut down fossil fuels. You know, they're going to confiscate guns. Like that evil-looking SOB, Eric Swalwell.
Oh yeah, smarmiest man in politics.
The smarmiest. But when somebody tweeted, "Hey, you try and take our guns, you're going to be starting a war," and he says, "It'll be a short war because we have nukes." A congressman openly advocating the use of nuclear weapons on people. On us, so they could take our guns. What does that tell you about the kind of regime they have in mind? It's beyond frustrating. And you can't have a conversation with them because the truth is no longer the fact. The truth is what they believe.
No, my favorite prediction, I don't have it right in front of me, but it's something like...
More about it. I wish I was here for that.
I'll have to pull it up, but one of them had to do with pollutants in the air, that people in urban areas all over the country would have to wear gas masks. Not in China, but here in the United States. And the irony is, because of more use of fossil fuels, like natural gas and oil, that never came to pass. We made our air and water cleaner than ever because we stopped burning so much wood and coal.
And we have a much cleaner coal.
And also, before any government policies were issued, new innovations and air filtration, all these sorts of things were already put in place because it doesn't take the government whipping people into shape to realize, hey, I'd like to be able to breathe. So it's amazing how that works.
The dire forecasts were legitimate in the late 60s because we could see it. We could see. Rarely was the skyline of Pittsburgh available for viewing. That's the way it was. Rivers on fire, all of that stuff. We've come a long way. We are not the offending country on this planet, but they want us to make the sacrifice. F you, Elizabeth Warren.
And they don't want to do nuclear power. No, not at all. Even though, you know, like France, the frogs, 75% of their power generation is nuclear.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're building a lot of coal plants in Europe, too.
That's in Germany. Germany tried to do this huge solar farm thing, and it didn't work.
The solar farms, why don't you just go out in mass and spank your monkeys, because you'll generate the same amount of energy that the windmill. I mean, those things break.
Right.
You cannot recycle the blades for those stupid things.
Well, and it's...
There's no wind, guess what? You're not making any electricity.
If the standard is you don't want much emissions and it's renewable, the French nuclear power is a good option. I mean, catastrophes can happen, but, you know, technology's advanced where safeguards are pretty awesome now. I mean, no, God forbid, there might be a tsunami. You got a lot of issues then. But, like, come on. But no, the Democrats don't want to do that. I saw a great study, too. This was, I think, in the journal Science, or it's a reputable peer-reviewed journal. A group of guys came together and said, we could reduce carbon in the atmosphere by 25%. If over the next few years you plant trees the size of the United States around the globe, I'd go with that more than like taxing carbon, because it would actually do something. And who doesn't love trees? And actually, most developed rich countries do like trees. They start to reforest their territory. It's just they want to claim that there's this huge problem, but we don't really have any clear solutions other than controlling your life. It's just nonsense.
Hang on, I gotta post this.
It's not science, it's politics. And for the actual science, we'll leave that to scientists and people interested in
that. Well, first of all, this, you know, and nobody was a bigger offender than the last president in the abuse of this term.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Whoa! Science is settled! Whoa!
So what did our wonderful, hypocritical, lying, cheating snake of a former president do recently? Did you see this?
No.
He and Mooch bought themselves a house on Martha's Vineyard.
Hmm. Whoa, the rising tides, we're the ones we've been waiting for.
Yeah, wait for this. Martha's Vineyard, by the way, is on the water.
Really?
Yeah, it's right there.
Is that in where all the mass holes live? Massachusetts?
It's filled with them.
Mm-hmm.
Liberals like him who tell the rest of us what to do in it. A $16 million home. This is their third home. Being the president has made them incredibly rich. Didn't do anything for the rest of us, but it's made them incredibly rich. So if he's that worried about, rising tides and all the rest of the garbage, why would he do that? Why would you buy a house next to a large body of water if you knew that sea level was just going to keep rising because of all the melting polar bears and ice caps? You'd be flooded.
Polar bear populations are up. There are actually places in Canada where they're thinking about upping their quota of how many for hunters. Because they're threatening the indigenous people, the Inuit population up there. So, like, things are just generally getting better. But no. The way we're going to fix this complex problem, if it's a problem at all, is giving the Democrats more power. Oh, give me a break.
You don't want to do that. Do you know what they have in mind? They want to take the car out of your driveway. In many cases, they'll take your job. And they want to take the steak off your plate because of those nasty cow farts. They really believe that farting cows are changing our climate. You've got to be a grade A moron. Moron. Or whatever's below that to believe that. You're incapable of seeing the vastness of our planet, the vastness. You have no humility when it comes to the powers of Mother Nature. I'll remind you that with all we've learned about hurricanes and storms, Dorian, when it first formed, my first question to Rich was, geez, you know, I'm making that trip to Florida. And at that point, he said, it should be out of here by Labor Day. That didn't happen, did it? All this crap about Climate Gate or Sharpie Gate. Really? You got nothing better to do than diddle with that? At least our president knows how many states we have, okay? What difference does it make? The point is, at one time, Rich said it could be a situation for us if it crosses the peninsula, as they showed it doing, and gets into the Gulf. Then we got to worry. But it has done nothing that was predicted. Nothing. I was about 75 miles away from the outer edge of the storm, driving down the floor. Remember how worried I was?
Yeah, you were.
Not a drop of rain. But I did get a picture of the feeder bands from, you know, it was close enough to those to be able to take a picture of the stretched out clouds. So they don't know. And that's why they continually work to find newer and better ways to prognosticate what a storm is going to do. But ultimately, it's out of their hands. What do you tell the people of Galveston in 1900? Somewhere between 8,000 and 12,000 people drowned in that storm. It was a Cat 4. They didn't have a seawall. And the chief weather guy there said, I don't think we're going to get a storm that's going to do that much. I think we'll be okay. Well, that's what they had at that time. You can't really blame him. There was no way to know. David.
Greetings, Gregory. Welcome back.
It's nice to be welcomed back by at least one person.
Hey, you know, my wife and I were talking yesterday at lunch, and I made a comment to her. I said, you know, can you imagine if Elizabeth Warren was to win the presidency or Bernie Sanders?
Oh, my God.
The cabinet that they would build around them, the people they would put in cabinet positions at the White House. Can you imagine the damage they would do to this country?
Yes, I can. I just stated it. They'll take the steak off your plate, the car out of your driveway, and for many people, they'll take your job, too. But that's the sacrifice you're expected to make for the greater good.
Right, yeah. The middle class and lower middle class and poor will make all the sacrifices. You know, because surely the elites won't. They'll be insulated from it all. But
Nobody who advocates socialism is ever going to suffer under its harsh consequences. Never.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I, you know, and my wife, she just sat there and looked at me, she goes, that's just a scary thought, thinking of the people that would, you know, be put in the cabinet by Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, because you know they'd be all the, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, the academic elites, you know, who have the, came up with the whole schemes of climate change and, you know, global warming and
that's
all
exactly
that.
That's exactly what it is. It's a scheme. It's nothing more.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and that's who would be put in charge of, you know, economic affairs, you know, for the United States of America. So, anyway, have a good one, Greg.
Appreciate
welcome back
the call.
Again.
All right, Sam, I'll be with you in a second, 3:23. Let's see, Dana and Jacqueline are coming back a week from tomorrow, right? 17th.
I'll have to check my calendar, but I believe you're correct.
In the meantime, if you need, you know, they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, but Delkin Tomlinson are excellent attorneys who know what they're doing. And they will represent you if you're not a man and need rock-solid representation. But with men, there are specific instances where the system isn't always good to them. It doesn't take into account, you know, we're always so concerned about discrimination and so forth, but it's for real in that particular realm. And they know how to present and execute a case where you walk away with an agreement you can live with if you're a man. It's always presumed we're the bad guys. That's just the way it is. That's been going on forever. But in this world of equalness, sometimes it's the other side, too. Whatever the case, take a look at their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and see what those who have benefited from the services of Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson have to say. 819-4810, Delk and Tomlinson. Attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Greg. I want to welcome you back.
Thanks.
Yes, man. You know, there's a lot of good talent there at the station, but you're the captain. And I just want to run this idea. Oh, pardon?
It's true, Sam. He is the captain.
He is the captain. That's right. Anyway, I was... First thing right off the top of my head, I know you weren't headed toward Orlando, but anytime I think about headed toward down into Florida, I always think, would this be a good time to go to Disney? And it hit me, you know, the hurricane was coming, and I'm always looking for a time when the crowd wouldn't be.
Yeah.
And,
Could have been a good week to go last week, from what I understand.
That's it. Last time I went, it was in March, and the heat wasn't bad, and, you know what I'm saying, it could have been, I don't know how people go down there in, like, June, but, you know, I'm glad you had a safe trip, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Take care.
They'll be here the 18th, Dana and Jacqueline. That's what I have on my calendar.
The 18th.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, today is Monday.
Yeah.
See, I got last week's, yeah.
Yeah, see what's happened.
Good. So, a week from Wednesday, Dana and Jacqueline will hang out with us in the afternoon. When he was just talking about Orlando, the Disney people were advertising all over the state because so many people canceled reservations. When there's a situation and they're showing in a reasonable amount of time that Dorian is going to go through the state of Florida with a lot of fury, people cancel vacations, cruise ships, people cancel, you know, reservations on cruise ships. As it turned out, there was nothing. Absolutely nothing happened anywhere south of Orlando that would give anybody a reason to cancel anything. So, and I'm not blaming the hurricane folks down in Miami, But those initial forecasts cost billions of dollars in revenue. Many billions of dollars because of the canceled tourism. And when I left, it can be a whacked out place, but there was a lot of good being done to help the people in the Bahamas. Mercy Cruises, they were just... In fact, one of the cruise lines canceled a cruise, I think because so many people had decided not to go on that ship. So it's sitting there.
Right, ready to go.
And they filled it with supplies and brought it over to the northern Bahamas. And by the way, nobody predicted that Dorian would get over that particular part of the Caribbean and sit for 2 days with maximum winds. I think it peaked at 185.
Yeah, the crawl was unprecedented. How it sat and then just how slow it moved.
Irma did the same thing 2 years ago. Hmm. It wasn't as powerful.
Okay.
Irma had land masses interfering. But Janelle's place in Homestead during Irma was under tropical storm force or hurricane force winds for 39 hours. When Andrew came and went, that was about 3 hours. Hmm. Because of the forward speed of the storm.
It's a shame you missed the whole Sharpie thing.
I saw it. I just rolled my eyes. I stayed away from the frickin' news. Why watch? Yeah, we can't vote for him because he... How about CNN? How dare CNN criticize anybody when they put a map up that completely eliminates Alabama? They named us Mississippi. And they're criticizing Trump?
I just love the...
They got nothing to criticize.
Somebody, either on the staff or Trump himself, in the office, like, well, we said Alabama here. Like, it's so clear.
I don't know why you can't say, all right, I was mistaken on that, but I do remember.
No, they were saying early Alabama was in the path. Florida and Alabama.
Let's put it this way. We all had to be concerned.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know. But we have one political party that thinks they can put an end to this. That if they take the steak off your plate, the car out of your driveway, and maybe your paycheck, you may be broke, hungry, and miserable, but the next hurricane won't be quite so bad. They really believe this.
Well, and also because of fossil fuels, when things like hurricanes and tornadoes, and when it gets really cold in the winter, you know, that happens from time to time, especially up north, less people are dying from that. Because of fossil fuels and other technologies developed out of fossil fuels. So it'd be ironic if we did do the Green New Deal, more people would die from natural disasters. Because we wouldn't be as resilient to face them. That would be the ultimate irony. And we shouldn't even go there.
They have generated the great American Les Miserables. People who do not have the constitutional capability to be happy. And that's pretty sad. That's really, really sad, but it's also very dangerous for those who don't have a problem with it, who would like to lead, you know, our lives. That's it. We just want to lead and live our lives. We don't need you to tell us what we have to do. We just want to live and have a nice time now and then and take our families on vacation now and then. That's all. That's all we ask. And they don't want us to even have that. Because it's a lot easier to spread misery than it is joy. It is. Both are contagious. Chris?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Just real quick, you know, this is just one part of just the puzzle that liberals, I call them fascists, because they're your new age Nazis.
Yes, they are.
Do they use the climate? They use gun control. They use all these things. And you just look at what Nazi Germany did. This is in a massive global scale what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
This is not just here. It's all over the world.
That's why all of those other countries are so disappointed when we backed out of that stupid Paris Climate Accord.
That was all about money. Spread that money around everybody. Take it out of the United States, powerhouse of the world. And spread it around because, by God, you're producing more CO2, whatever they want to say, than anybody else. So you got, which is not true.
Right.
We'll let China get away with it for some reason. And that comes into another thing. So, you know, China's building an AI database on every human being in their country.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the liberals love it. They, you know how they
you worry about liberals in your life, they're going to know your life. I'm telling you, it's a scheme and scam, and they've thought this thing out, and they're willing to wait and wait to get what they want, and that's complete control over you and me and everybody else.
You are correct. In China, they're doing the social media credit score, and you watch. They're going to try the same damn thing here, and they'll look at my social media, and they'll probably send me into a boxcar. That's what they'll do. That's what they want to do. They no longer have the patience or willingness to argue or sell what they have to sell. You know what they have to sell? Crap, misery, and that's we're not buying. Let's hope. Anyway.
And I'd also say something local too. Mayor Woodson in Birmingham, he's kind of a new progressive type Democrat. He's a young guy. And so, but he is now, they were asking him about being a sanctuary city. And I brought this up before, another radio show just completely did not on y'all's station, completely dismissed it as he won't do sanctuary city. It's already a law in the state legislature. They would never try to do that. Well, guys, you got Woodson, and you're going to have Stephen Reed. They're going to push Sanctuary City. Just watch.
Watch us. Here's what I got to say, and I got to go. Watch us move the hell out of here. That's what I got to say to you, Stephen Reed. If that's your problem, if that's your plan for us, bye. I let my house go into foreclosure. You make this a sanctuary city, you're going to have hell to pay. This place will be one giant hole if that's your plan. It's dangerous enough here. Or maybe you haven't noticed. Bye. I'll take the loss. I will not live in this town. Of course, it'll be good news for Prattville and Wetumpka because real estate values will go up there because everybody's going to want to move the hell out of here. Sanctuary City, no. Not acceptable. And I will lead the parade out of here. That is not how you fix Montgomery. We got enough people that can't get out of their own way already. They can't write or read. Fix that first! And I'm serious. I will fight that tooth and nail, and if it happens, then I'm gone. How the hell? This city is, in case you haven't noticed, has some real issues dealing with the people that we already have. We do not need to be a sanctuary for illegal aliens. Let's take care of our own first. That can't happen. 3:34 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Lewis Lawn, one of our long-term sponsors, great people here in Montgomery with a great product line in their location at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. And at that particular location, they now have expanded their product line to include tractor mowers, so they have a much larger selection and bigger market to build, but they also carry the great brand names in outdoor maintenance. Echo, Exmark, Toro, any of those products that you buy there can be serviced there. Same thing with the steel product line, Shindawa. Nothing but the best. And they have a great staff led by Chad Sasser to help you find what it is you're looking for, how to operate it properly, and a service department, a full service department to support your purchase. So why would you go anywhere else? Dealing with great people, local folks who run a great local business. Lewis Lawn, their number is 244-9191, 244-9191. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Lewis Lawn. Let's check the roads for the first time at 3:36.
We're rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region. The only accident that we see is on the Wetumpka Highway. It's basically in front of the Intech before you get to the river bridge, so be careful there. If you're rolling on the interstate system, it's a good ride for you. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any big problems on the boulevard other than a lot of traffic. It's bunching up around the intersection, so be careful there. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I could tell you that there's a cooling trend on the way, but I don't see any in the next few days. The risk of an isolated storm has returned to the forecast. That's a start. They will fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperatures 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, still high temperatures in the upper 90s. There will be some spotty, random, hit-or-miss storms here and there, but they will be very, very sparse. Even Thursday, still hot. High temperature up to about 96. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Democratic Senator Doug Jones formally kicked off his re-election campaign Sunday. With partisan control of the Senate on the line, Republicans have said defeating Jones is a top priority in 2020. The Montgomery Public School System is looking to sell some of its vacant and unused property. School leaders have identified a dozen unneeded schools and lots and are considering selling the unused property to provide money for districts struggling with building maintenance and students. Support. A federal judge is allowing a coalition of 15 states and several major cities to oppose Alabama's court fight to count only citizens and legal residents in the U.S. Census numbers used for apportioning congressional seats. The judge ruled that the states and others can join the lawsuit as defendants. Alabama argues that counting everyone shifts political power to states with higher numbers of illegal aliens. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
There you go. Why does that even have to go to court? Why would we count non-citizens as citizens? That's part of the plan, though, because if enough of that goes on, it won't matter what we think anywhere. You won't be able to avoid it. And then you'll have the socialist dream. Hello, Barbara.
Yay, Greg is back. We missed you, but... first of all, I want to tell you, we'd love to have you in Prattville, Alabama. And second of all, I want to tell you, your little cohort, he did a great job last night.
I never worry about that.
I mean, last week, he had some good help, and I thoroughly enjoyed the show. So,
thank you, Barbara.
But I'm glad you're back. I missed you.
Thank you.
And I hope you had a wonderful visit.
I've been back a half an hour, and I've already lost my voice.
Oh, bless your heart. You're tired. I know. Well, welcome home, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
I should have asked Brenda to hang on for just another second or two. It is 3:39. So this weekend of August 10th and 11th, major online news websites called on people to stop consuming meats. Stop consuming meat. And if you think that's an inconvenience that you don't want to live with, that's just the tip of the leftberg, if you will. The calls echoed a recent United Nations... Throw them out. Shut that thing down. Turn it into a VA hospital. Make it something useful. Also recommended to fight climate change. I got news for you. If I'm hungry and there's a steak and you take it, you better show me a very quick result. How long do you think you're going to be around on this, for the merry-go-round on this planet? They're nuts. And I really think if everybody understood what it is they're advocating for, this would never have a chance. But we have brainwashed students, public schools, high schools, colleges. Saw a great line while I was gone. A conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. Think about that. Climate has changed always. We're going to come back to this.
The add-on to that, in a liberal as a conservative has to go through the court system.
I like that. I like that a lot there, Joey. That was a good one. It's 3:41.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Researchers say over the past 4 years, methane levels have risen, and urgent action is now required in order to halt further increases of methane in the atmosphere. Scientists don't know why atmospheric methane levels are rising across the planet, but something must be done to avoid triggering enhanced global warming. This message brought to you by Beano.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
From Elizabeth Warren, since we've been talking about climate change and all their garbage. Mm-hmm. On my first day as president, I will sign an executive order that puts a total moratorium on all new fossil fuel leases for drilling offshore and on public lands, and I will ban fracking everywhere. What the frack? Big Chief Pocahontas. We're going to have David Blackman on the show tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yes. He did a great blog on that. We'll focus on it tomorrow, too. This is what they want to do. We're just going to stop. They have no fracking reason to do that other than to control you. That's the ultimate goal, man. It is all about control. They know they can't control the climate, but they want to use that as a mechanism to control you. Why they think that they can run your life better than you can, I don't know. They have shown me no evidence whatsoever. We had a socialist president for 8 years. And when you see all these stupid decisions that go against American citizens coming from the courts, you can almost always, it's an Obama appointee, sometimes a Clinton. And Bush appointed a lot of globalist type judges, you know, not necessarily conservatives. So you never know what you're going to get from them. But at least we know for the moment, if something has to go to the Supreme Court, there's a very good chance the law of the land will be upheld. And they'll trash all of this garbage. And yet, they just stay at it. This is why they're such an effective enemy, because they never quit. They've got the resources and the funding from people like Soros and others to pay people to go online and harass every conservative commentator to bother their sponsor. That's what they do. They got nothing better to do except harass conservatives. They have tried overtly to take Judge Jeanine off the air, Tucker Carlson. If that doesn't work, then we'll publish your address, take away your privacy, and we'll make sure that we have large crowds out in front of your house to let you know we're not going away. That's what they do. And one of these days, they're going to run into somebody who doesn't appreciate that, and there's going to be some people hurt. I think there will be anyway. I really do. There's just, you know, because they not only believe what they believe, but they believe it to a point where they're willing to, you know, kill to make it. And I don't want to live in that kind of a country. I don't want to. How am I supposed to visit Janelle if you take the planes out of the sky and I can't drive my SUV? I must have caused Dorian driving down to Florida.
It's not going to happen. Right. I think even if most of these Democrats run and get elected, ain't going to happen. They're all talk.
We just need, thank God for Trump. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And we have Obama to thank for Trump, and that's the one thing we can always be grateful for to him. We got one president who thinks America first, and there's so many that don't like to think that way. If you have something in the way of an installation in your home that needs to be done, you're hearing a buzzing sound in an odd place, don't take a chance with those situations. Call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Did you just buy something like a ceiling fan or a fixture? Why, it's so easy, you can install it yourself. No, you can't. You gotta, anything. In fact, when I was visiting with Janelle's friends the night before I came back, they've done a whole bunch of remodeling on their house. And he's a retired homicide detective. He was the guy that captured the Miami serial rapist, which was a huge story when it was going on. And he was pointing out some of the improvements they made, but he pointed to the outdoor lighting that they had purchased. I don't deal with that. He says, I'm absolutely terrified of electricity. He'll walk in, he's walked into many crime scenes and dangerous situations. He was on 48 hours for a long period of time as they were focusing on Miami. So he knows what danger is, but the one thing that really gave him pause was dealing with electricity. And that's kind of how you got to look at it. You got to respect what it can do. This is why we try not to attract lightning, you know, when there's a big storm going on. Like those that got it today. It's a pretty impressive display. So call Mr. Electric and get a certified master electrician to do that install for the little extra money it's going to cost. You get it done right. They do appointment times, and they are prompt, personal, awesome, awesome people. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or MrElectric.com. And by the way, if you are an electrician and you're looking to work for a great and growing company, call them. They're looking to hire at Mr. Electric, MrElectric.com. It is 3:50, so let's go back to this five surprising scientific facts. And this one, number one, it really doesn't need to be more than number. The climate's been changing since time eternal. Mm-hmm. All proxy temperature data sets revealed that there have been cyclical changes in climate in the past 10,000 years. If they hadn't, we'd be broadcasting from under 75 feet of ice. Now, what made that glacier go away, Joey? Was it?
The sun.
The sun. It is the predominant. So unless they have a plan to cool off the sun, or somehow push the planet a little further away. And watch, if they even had the technology to do it, they'd miscalculate, and then they'd turn us into an iceberg. There's not a single climate scientist who denies this well-established fact. It doesn't matter what your position or the causes or magnitude and danger of current climate change is. You have to be on board this one. Climate has always changed, and it's changed in both directions, hot and cold. Until at least the 17th century, all of these changes occurred when almost all humans were hunters, gatherers, and farmers. So before the advent of the industrial age, and now in the high-tech age we live, actually a lot of the technological advances we've used to clean up the air. But they want to punish us for what China's doing. China doesn't care. They don't care about their people. They don't care about you. They care about power. And we got a president who's willing to stand up to them. And he's going to win. He's going to win. You see the market regain almost all of its losses.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we did today.
Especially if they get a trade deal with China. That would be massive. Massive.
Oh, I just got some cute cat pictures from Emily.
Yeah.
Little white cat.
Yeah. That's husband Eric's new cat.
And Mr. Gubb had to go see Kate Armstrong at Montgomery Vet today. They're so good.
Okay,
there.
Or is it just a regular checkup?
He's got some issues. Mm. You know, not self-inflicted issues, just he's had trouble around his eyes. It's the price you pay for being too cute, I think.
When I last visited you, recent vintage, one of your plays, I have to say, Hershey has slowed down a little bit. He's not as, like, in my face as he was several years ago.
Thank God.
But that thing, Briscoe, man, he wants that attention. He wants those scratches.
Misty thing. He
wants my food.
Mr. Gubb. And then, of course, you know, we have the boys downstairs, too. Rick's dog.
Yeah.
you know, it's the greatest thing. It's the smartest thing any boss has ever done is to fill your office with French bulldogs because everybody will want to come and see you.
Last week, I went down real quick to check my mailbox, and I turn around, and Huxley is out of the fence, and he's, like, right there in the hallway, stares me down, starts barking at me. I'm like, fine, I'll come say hi. I don't have much time, Huxley.
Huxley is a cuddle bomb.
He's hilarious, man.
He is. They're all hilarious. They all have such unique personalities.
Have you seen the video of the Frenchie complaining for being put on a diet?
No. Can you find that?
Look for it, but essentially it's just a French bulldog standing by his dinner bowl and his owner, his mom, going, no, you've already eaten. You don't need more. No, you don't need anymore.
I got to see that.
Okay.
I got to see that. It'll be fun to put up something adorable while we're doing the show today. Because look at the phones, man. They're just
all
over.
Off the hook.
Yeah, they really want to discuss phony climate change, right?
Right. Well, there's a Democratic debate coming up this week on Thursday.
And what imaginary hoax are they going to talk about this time?
I don't know. There's a lot to choose from.
That climate thing was so...
That Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. Yeah, he's sinking like a rock, in my opinion.
Oh, look, the leftists that really run the Democratic Party don't want him anywhere near it because he's too much of a compromiser and a throwback and a reach across the aisle guy.
Warren is rising in the polls. She's coming on strong.
Yeah, well, if the Republicans do an effective messaging job, she doesn't have a prayer. And she shouldn't. She shouldn't even be running. But you see, you have that bulletproof media. When you fake your race on an application to gain advantage... And what is wrong with the people of Massachusetts? Why do you keep sending us these human clown shows to deal with? The whole field is like, man, it's like a contest to see who's the biggest dork. Can't take any of them seriously. And the only one that I thought would be a threat was Biden, and I'll tell you why. Not because he's brilliant or would have been a great president, but... I think he would have done the least damage out of that whole group because he knows none of this stuff is going to work. And he's only saying he's buying into climate change and all this because if he really wants to get elected president, he has no choice if he wants the Democratic nomination. And God help any Democrat that gets into office and doesn't do what they're told by their masters. It won't be a fun presidency. And I know this because I'm incredibly bright and good-looking.
No, that's true.
356, I'm also totally full of crap. When you're in a car accident, you know that knot you get in your stomach? Like, you just sit there. You hear the crunch, the car stops, the last little piece of glass is dropped to the ground. and you kind of collect yourself, and then you, if you have somebody in the car, you want to make sure they're okay, you want to make sure that the person in the other car is okay, and then after that, you take that walk around to see what your vehicle looks like. And it's never a pleasant sight, but at that moment, that's when you know you need to call 27-WRECK with a W to engage the services of Montgomery Paint and Body. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, a building that was built on integrity as much as it was brick and mortar. And that integrity is the value system of Donnie Turner, which he's passed along to his son, Brandon. So when you go there, you're going to get a straight deal. They are going to thoroughly examine your car and make sure that they have noticed or found anything that needs to be fixed. And that's what they'll do. They will do a complete repair job, not, you know, half-hearted, or skip a step because that's profit. That was the game many years ago. Donnie Turner wouldn't play. Now, Montgomery Paint and Body is the gold standard in automotive body repair. 27-WRECK with a W on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, MPB. Traffic, Fox News, and then we're back for the exciting 4 to 5 hour, which I have no idea what we're doing yet.
We are rolling through a busy Monday afternoon, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we have a couple of accidents to alert you to. One of those is on the boulevard between Woodley Road and the Troy Highway, so be careful there. And it looks like police are still cleaning up the accident on Highway 231 headed into Wetumpka. Be careful in that area. We see spotty showers and thunderstorms around the river region. Please be careful if you run up on one of those. Slow it down just a little bit and turn your headlights on. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit the big button and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the river region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on U.S. 230.